Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss for Avi Marini Merasi Sheyichyo, based on Ishal Shiddis Drasha, Mohen Barabenu, Hamakobal Eloiki, Yakon Rabiakam Rashiach Alabzit Sal. He says, Salam Acham Aloy Vecha, Ladiba Torah, the Kenegad Yetzer Hara. The Torah is speaking against the Yetzer person's Yetzer Hara. But if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is in Matrim, this Eshe Sivas Toar, if he doesn't permit this female prisoner of war, so he's going to marry her Be'isser. Therefore, the Torah says she's mutter. But if he marries her, as we read in following parasha, kisiana lishtei nashim achas uvachas nua, one beloved wife, one unbeloved wife, she's going to be his hated wife, his unbeloved wife. And then Vayter, the parasha tells us about the ben sarah amore, a child who's a rebellious child, a recalcitrant child. So that's going to be the result of this union. Therefore, we have the smichas of parashas, shenei sifas torah, two wives, one of them is snua, and then the rebellious child. Ben Sarah Moira is Nidan al Shem Sofo, because in the end the father's not going to have any more money and to satisfy the child's desires. He's going to end up being an armed bandit. He's going to mug people on the street. And the Torah says, let him die Zakai when he's still meritorious and not when he's Chayiv. And the kasha that everybody asks is, how are you done al Shem Sofo on what he's going to be in the end? In the end, he's going to be abandoned by Yishmael. We find that Hashem said that I'm going to give him water now, and the Malach HaShar said, what are you helping him for? He's going to kill your children, I'm going to kill your children. So the answer Hashem said is, right now he's a tzaddik, so right now I'm judging him based on his present situation. So too, the Ben Sarah Murray should be judged based on his present situation. Why do we judge him Hashem so far? B'chein tamua, Mosif HaRav Yishoel, Ramat Yir Neshi Sifas Torah, Shelo Yisainu V'Isser. How about not telling him not to marry her in the first place? Why being matir? Don't be matir. Just say that it's aser. And that's the way to tell the man to control himself. However, it's known that the yisod of sins is from the chet hakadmon v'saliso so'al eitz. Zeu chet eitz hadas. The yisod hachetu. Dine estapik Rabbi Yosef and Godal mitzuba v'oise misha eno mitzuba v'oise. The Torah says about someone who's chayv misa v'saliso so al eitz, you hang him on the tree. What's the tree? The tree is that he's sinning because of the tree in the Garden of Eden. Eitz hadas toy v'ra. Rabbi Yosef has a suffix in the Gemara. If a mitzuba v'oise is greater than misha eno mitzuba v'oise, if somebody who is commanded and does is greater than somebody who's not commanded and does. And the maskana is that mitzvah v'oseh is gadol yoser. So the maskana is that somebody who's commanded and does is greater than somebody who's not commanded. And the explanation is, v'yeino mitzvah v'oseh. Ha'asai rustavo me'rikshos ha'odom, she'mislavos bo'o mamtzios lo avodos le'el elyon baruch hu m'seira b'fo'o po'el. Ulam kol esai rus atzmis alula she'tavi lidei mikhsho bakoros atzmi yusai. Hani am loich. The einu mitzvah v'oiseh, his hisayrus, his arousal, his awakening, is going to come from his own feelings, and arouses him to serve Hashem. However, any individual hisayrus is liable to bring him to a place of michshol, to a place of stumbling. He's going to feel his own atzmius. He's going to feel hani am loich, that I'm the king. He's going to separate through this from his divine source. And from the truth of truths. He's going to separate from it when he feels any emloch. He's going to separate from his divine source and from his truth that God is the God in the heavens and the earth. No other existence besides Hashem. That's Eino Mitzvah V'Oiseh. He feels his own Atzmius. But Gedr Mitzvah V'Oiseh. Omnam Chaser Uluchoy Roiseh Eslahav Eskaluyo. Yes, he might be lacking that revealed enthusiasm. Avobot Alulo Ora Elyoin. But he is nullified to the divine light. Shein Opol Elamashi Yitzaveh. He's only doing what he's commanded to do. V'yesh Shadafka Mitzad Abitolo Tukaboshu Mislahavus. And sometimes dafka mitzad abitol, you're not, because he's mevatel himself to the divine light, you're not going to see any enthusiasm, and it's all coming from Hashem. Gam in atzivu yu shebamito yizborach, ve'al adibur al yonem alo la mishem dvorach hanitzav b'ashamayim. Ve'oso adibur bat zivu al ha-mitzvah, u'medabir u'mitzah b'gam ato. Ve'liyo shedibur rav yizborach shemoi, yesh la mitzius emes, הרי הדיבור יורד מלמעלה ומסחבר עם המצווה. ובא מסדבקין דבקוס ניצחי שמחה יעולה מנועסי נטוירו. וכל הלומס מסעלם ומסקרבים לגדולה לגדלוסו ונצקבוסו יסבורך שמו. The union of the tzivu that comes from Hashem. And on the divine speech that God's word always stands in the heavens. Lo Hashem dvaruch hanitzav b'shamayim. Tehillim 1989. And that dibur and Tzivui is talking about this mitzvah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this mitzvah even now. The Olam Hashem Dvarach Hanitzav B'Shamayim. Hashem's word is always in Shemayim telling us to keep the mitzvah. And since Hashem's Dibur has a true mitzvah, the Dibur comes down from above and connects to the mitzvah. And when you do the mitzvah, you are connecting eternally to Hashem Noisein HaTorah. And all the Olamos are being elevated. All the worlds are being elevated towards God. The toast of Chava, the mistake of Chava, she thought to elevate to the Madreg of Eina Mitzvah V'Oiseh to Mitzvah V'Oiseh. And she added with her own Islahavos, with her own enthusiasm, she said, V'lo Sigubo, that you're not only allowed to eat from the tree, you're not allowed to touch the tree. And that she wasn't commanded. She made her up her own Eina Mitzvah V'Oiseh. And she related her own emotional feeling, personal feeling, to the command, to say that that's also a form of God speaking when I want to do it on my own. And the woman said to the snake, from the tree of the garden that God said, don't eat from it and don't touch it, lest you die. So she added, don't touch it. And that was her failure, because she was detached somewhat from clinging to the divine. And thus she failed, she faltered. And therefore the tikkun achet you have to do dafka through eino mitzvah v'oseh. Lo bevchinas kum v'aseh shebo mitzvah v'oseh hu'eikir, ki mevchinas shev v'al taseh. So the tikkun achet you have to mitaken through Eino Mitzvah Ose, not by doing. Because when you're doing, Mitzvah Ose is greater. But by not doing, by refraining. When we can't know the Minyanei HaRishus. In other words, that's the best Eino Mitzvah Ose is not when you're making up your own commandment that you do something, but that you refrain, you hold back, you restrain yourself. That's the Minyanei HaRishus. Like the Ramban writes, that a person can be a novel al pi haTorah. V'tzarech adam l'sayru l'hafsik az lihitusay achrei divrei reshus v'len helnes mizeh ha'olam rak afi achreach u'mavli l'malas bitnoi. Tzadik ochel l'soy v'nafshoy u'vetin v'shayin techsar. Mishlei 13:25. A person has to awaken and he has to stop his enthusiasm for divrei reshus, and only enjoy this world as much as is absolutely necessary, and not to overfill his beten. The Rambam says you eat about 70%. Your stomach is very small, and you eat about 70% to fill your stomach. Don't eat a full meal. Don't eat till you're full. It's like a washing machine. If you just fill it up with clothing, then there's no room for the clothing to be washed around. So too, when you fill up your stomach, there's no room for the digestive juices to do their magic. So you have to leave some room in the machine down there. But it's hard to speak about this because we all know that just about no one's going to listen. Food is too good, too delicious. But that's what we're told by the Torah. Not to be a novel brishus haTorah. Not to be over nana from this world. Tzadik oichel l'sev v'nafshay. The tzaddik satisfies his soul when he eats. Soul food. And the stomach of Rishayim is lacking. the various pshatim. One is that a Rasha doesn't have bitachon. He's afraid for his money, so he's not going to eat the food because he's worried, what's going to be tomorrow? Am I going to have enough food for tomorrow? So he's not eating today, but a tzaddik doesn't worry about that. And therefore, we don't have Azharas Visur and Pratim Mubalam Divrei Rishus. We have to figure it out on our own. We have to fix this sin of mitzvah v'yaseh. When Chava was commanded, and she added on the command, this ain't a mitzvah v'yaseh, her own mitzvah. And therefore, in order to be attacking her ain't a mitzvah v'yaseh, we engage in not being a nava v'rishas Torah, restraining ourselves. And that's the union of Yufas Torah, that there's a heter. And nevertheless, a person has to darshan smuchim, and he has to be misrache. That's the enum tzuvoise, not to take the Yufas Torah. Like Rashi says in the Gemara, it's basar tmusa shchutois, that it's like a behemah misukenis, it's like an animal that's about to die, and you quickly shech the yichapurai and eat the animal. It's not a good animal to eat. So to the Zeshifas Toyar, it's not so good, it's not so geschmack. We had Baruch Hashem a shiur in the Fast Torah a few days ago, where we went into this deeper, this idea that it's not geschmack. The Torah doesn't want you to do this. It's not the ideal. The Torah wants you on your own to be spiritually mature and refrain. The darshan the smuchim to see where it's going to end up. The darshan the smuchim to understand that it's going to end up with it, you're going to hate her, and have a ben saru moireh. The tachlis of the tikkun is to show that all sin is only b'mikre, like the Maharal talks about in the Sefer HaNetzach, that be'etzem in our atzmius we have no sin. The atzmius of a Jew, the essence of a Jew, remains pure. However, that's only Am Yisrael Am Kedosho. Ve'omnam, k'she'omot omrim she'gam ha'etzem mitkalkel ve'olech, אזי הקדוש ברוך הוא ברחמיו וחסדיו מניחו בעולם והחסד יגיע אליו שישפטו וימות כשהוא זכאי וימות חייו. זלילת הבן סורר ומורה מראה על קלקול תכונות הטבעיות של אותו בן, ונוח לו שלא יגיע לאותו סוף שעלול להגיע אליו. על כן דין של בן סורר ומורה אינו כן בישראל, לא כן שאר העמים שבלב אחרי עצמיותם ממנה והלאה. And says that let him be judged now, and let him die zakai when he's meritorious and not chayav. This is lila, this over immersion in gashmius of the ben sorer u'more, shows that there has been a corruption of his natural qualities. It's not just that he's doing a sin here or a sin there. You see that he's orangutan, he's immersed in his gashmius, like the Ibn Ezra writes, Kipshuto, that he's in like an apikoris, because all he cares about is eating and drinking. That he's a hedonist. So since there has been a corruption of his natural qualities, so we say that let's do him a favor and let's look to the end. Let's look to the end and save him from the terrible ending when he's going to end up doing sins and be a bandit. And you're saving him now. So since be'etzem his atzmius is holy, but he's distanced himself from his atzmius, from his essence, so we want to do him a favor now and save him from the future. We want to do him now, a favor now, and save him from the future. That's the Chesed Hashem. That's the Chesed Hashem for the Ben Sora Amore. That we save him now by judging him based on the future, because his essence is being corrupted. So therefore, that allows us to look to the future and say, hey, this is where he's going. Let's save him. However, when the Jews are misamates, when the Jews take an effort to be megala, their Torah atzmius, their pure essence, then even the Jews are judged lefi achshav. And that's why Rav Yitzhak learned in Rosh Hashanah that Jews are judged based on now. Rosh Hashanah 16b, Ein darim tzadim alafi maizu shalai sashashin amrakishim alakim akol anar ba'asher husham. So the Jews are trying to connect to their atzmius, so therefore they're judged on the here and now. And that's the chesed of Hashem, not to judge them based on their future sins, but to judge them based on the here and now, because they're connecting to their atzmius. Hashem came to Ben Sora Mora, who isn't so connected to his atzmius anymore. So there the chesed is that we judge him based on the future. Anyway, he's disconnected from his atzmius now, where he really is. So therefore, we do a chesed for him, and we judge him based on the future that he's going to sin, and we save him. But we're saving him because Be'etzim is atzmius, his essence is holy, is pure. That's what I want to do for him, this chesed for him, and look to the future. Hashem came to Mis Olam that they don't have as pure an atzmius, so for them we don't have this din of looking towards the future. For them it's only Ba'asher Husham. We don't do this chesed for them of looking into the future because their atzmius now isn't as pure. But this Ben Sora Mora was a Jew and his atzmius is pure, so but he's losing kesher with that. So therefore we do a mechesed and look to the future. Hashem came Rosh Hashanah time, when the Jews are connecting to their atzmius, we judge them based on the here and now. And that's the mem of Rabbi Yitzchak in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. So we see a big yisod that we have to be attacking Sheva al Taisa, they have to be attacking the Yanamitsuva Oise, Besheva al Taisa, and therefore the lesson is that the man, the soldier, has to control himself for war, not take Beishas Yifas Torah. And Mimitaka in the sin of Chava, who added her own Yanamitsuva Oise and did a sin with that, so we have to fix the Yanamitsuva Oise by restraining ourselves. That's the Ikar Yanamitsuva Oise. No, Advarim Meirim, Kesapirim. Nifloim amukim b'chodim chadrei boten ve'ezer Hashem anachnu od rotzim harbe harbe lomod me'orinu rabenu me'asichot shelo b'suda shlishit ve'nir'e mamash niflot. Please stay tuned for more amazing Torah. Shalom, shalom, sweet sons, beloved.